The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we're giving a muzzleloader away next week from the fine folks at CVA. Don't know what model yet. We'll figure that out when we get there. When I send the winner's name in after next weekend, they'll send a muzzleloader directly to your home. Is what they've been doing for 10 or 11 years now with us, and we've enjoyed our relationship with CVA. I had my CVA mountain rifle with me yesterday, my Acura mountain rifle. I have two now. I like the first one so well. I have the second one. And the CVA Acura that I had with the thumb hole stock, the stainless steel, and the scope on it with the lighted reticle is now in the hands of the very capable Mason Newton. And now he and his dad don't have to share a muzzleloader anymore. So that just did my heart good to give that to a young man who's, he's an interesting young man. He plays baseball. He collects arrowheads. He hunts for sheds with his dad. And there is a father who is passing on the tradition of hunting in the outdoors like few men that I know have done. I mean, he gets in the truck yesterday and goes, come on, Mace, we're going to go explore this area. He said, we're going to go down and see what we can find. And they went down all the way to Elliott's Island, and they talked to a guy who was crabbing down there and found out what he was doing. And you know, he's just an interesting dude. When we did a show for Bucks, Bears, and Stags down in Waldorf, he and Mason took off and they went to some state park and they looked for crocodile teeth. They search for Indian arrowheads. They search for deer sheds. They search for shark's teeth. And, I mean, it's just a hobby that he can, a low-cost hobby that he can get his son interested in, and he loves it and he enjoys it. So, soft-spoken young man, doesn't say much, very talented, very, very selective when it comes to deer hunting. He got the green light to take a spike, knowing full well that, you know, we don't necessarily shoot spikes unless it's first-time hunter or a youngster, and he passed. He decided not to shoot a spike. That takes restraint for a 12- or 13-year-old boy. You know what I mean? Somebody gives you the green light, and you've got one standing on the platform at 15 yards, and you don't take the shot. He's a good kid, and Robin will back me up on that. So 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number to get the muzzleloader contest. All you have to do is call in. And Chris will take your name and number. And at that point, you're in the contest. The only final step in that is you got to go on the air with me. And you don't have to say much. You just say, hey, I just want to get in the contest. Or, you know, I hate your show. Or I'm an animal rights activist. Or something like that. And we'll still let you win a muzzleloader. What do you think? Matter of fact, we encourage people who are animal activists to call this show. I love a good debate. So, you know, we have the headquarters of the Humane Society of the United States right here in Maryland. Their stated goal is to end hunting across America one state at a time. They're instrumental in lawsuits at stopping things like grizzly bear hunts, and they weigh in on all types of things. They have a very active social media campaign against hunters who post their pictures online. And, you know, they're the go-to source for the media when You know, somebody gets, somebody goes to Africa and harvests an animal and happens to post a picture online. Now, some of those pictures online, I don't agree with. I don't agree with. There was one last week where a wildlife official from somewhere, Idaho, out west somewhere, you know, went online with a family of baboons that he shot in Africa, you know. Why A, do it, and B, two, no, post it. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But, you know, let's talk to William in Linthicum. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
Well, I'm mostly calling in for the to get in the contest.
Yeah, sure.
I listen to you all quite frequently as I get up on Saturday morning, and I'm doing my paperwork. Invoices and stuff for business.
Yep.
And I think it's a very good program.
Well, I appreciate that.
And one thing I was kind of curious in was with the way the economy's picking up, do you have any kind of records of how people are you getting more people involved in hunting and stuff? Like myself, I've never done it. My father wasn't involved in it, so it's kind of like I didn't have a vehicle to get involved.
Right.
But my son is getting involved. He's actually supposed to go out hunting today.
Well, good for him. Good for him. Yep. Well, maybe he can drag you into it like I did my dad.
He might, because I'm telling you, I'm at the age now, I'm actually thinking about cutting back on a business.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm an electrical contractor.
I got it.
I mostly do troubleshooting, service work.
Nice.
So, but I want him and my daughter to take over the company.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm trying to get him focused on that, but he's like, I guess his main goal was girls, but that's kind of, he broke up with his girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Well, I see that as a good thing.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, not getting into the personal stuff at all, but you've never hunted, but your son has expressed an interest. Now, did you go with him to hunter education?
No. He did that on his own, and he's out, you know, he's hunting.
Did he ask you?
He hasn't. We, you know, our relationship was a little strained for the last couple of years over this girl.
I see.
Since he's broke up with her, his attitude, his focus on everything is so much better.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
You know, like, he's out there, he's looking to go out this morning, and, you know, it's a little damp out there, but, you know.
Well, you know what? The deer are already damp.
Yeah.
So.
That's for sure.
No question about that.
I don't know. He does fishing too.
Right.
I contemplated that. As I get older, I might do that too. Because to me, I don't have enough patience to be sitting there playing with a fishing rod, trying to get them fish. But I guess.
You know what, William? I kind of feel sorry for you. I really do. Because I can sit in a deer stand all day and not even see a deer. But yesterday, I did see a couple deer, but I also watched a grebe dive in the marsh. I watched a bird I've never seen before, a clapper rail, a chicken-sized bird with a long curved beak. Watched him go dig in the mud. I heard the geese go over. I watched the wood ducks, the beautiful, beautiful drakes and hen wood ducks swim all around. Heard them fly in, watched them splash down. Did get to see some sika deer. I had a spectacular sunset. You know, and I own a business too. And I like to be focused on my business. But there's more to life than that.
Well, you're right. And I think the Lord's working on me in that area because...
Well, I'm going to help him. I'll be his disciple.
He's put it on my heart to get a... I want to get a camping trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you get that, maybe you get out there and you get in these areas, and then next thing you know, you want to tackle something else and whatnot.
Well, you know what? You know what you need to do, William? And this is very simple, a very simple thing. You need to take a little day trip from time to time, even a two-hour drive. Go somewhere you've never been that's out in the country. Sit on a boat dock somewhere and just watch the sunset. You don't have to fish. You don't have to fish. You don't have to hunt. You don't have to do anything. You just got to drink in. You know, you say the Lord's laid it on your heart. He has created this beautiful nature for us. I call nature God's nature because, you know, if a mountain flower blooms in Colorado somewhere and nobody sees it, why does it bloom? Who is getting pleasure from it? I think God's getting pleasure from it. That's why I put it there. Okay? So what I'm saying to you is, tap into that natural world. You know, the term awesome is thrown around like candy these days. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I had a milkshake. It was awesome. Oh, I had a cheeseburger. It was awesome. I had this. It was awesome. Awesome is a term that has to do with being in awe. Mountain ranges are awesome. Sunsets are awesome. Because it's not something that we can create and hold in our hands. It is something that's been created for us and for both the Lord's pleasure and for our pleasure as well. That's what's awesome, and that's what you're not tapped into.
Well, you got a point there. It's like I say, I'm starting to realize things.
Good, good.
I do like to get on my motorcycle and ride.
Well, there you go. That's part of it.
Same sort of thing.
Yeah, but I'll bet you motorcycle passed every scenic overlook.
we don't stop, and we look as we go, but we don't stop and take it in.
Exactly, because you're too
not always
because you're
not
too
always.
You're too busy getting to where you're going and not stopping to drinking what's out there to look at. We stopped at Natural Bridge on the way home, on the way down and on the way home. Took a break. You know, you look at that. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Natural Bridge, Virginia. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. We got places all around Maryland that are just incredible. And you know, not a far ride at all. But if you take a motorcycle trip down to Natural Bridge, Virginia, you go to the park, you walk down the trail, And there is the most spectacular structure you've ever seen. You know, it's out there. It's out there for the taking. Don't let it pass you by.
Well, sounds like something we need to focus on. And like I say, I'm being led. I need to do more of this.
Well, what are you doing tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to church tonight.
Okay.
I do that so that I can relax on Sundays. I got to give a day to the Lord, and I want to give it to Him on Sunday.
Okay.
And I get to sleep in on Sundays. I might make it till 6:30.
Right. I got it. Well, you're a workaholic. Okay.
Well.
And you might have a good living, and you might have provided for your family. Okay, and you might think that that's the right thing to do, but it sounds to me like the kids are grown, and it sounds to me like it's time for William to take a little time. And if you got God laying something on your heart, then it's time to figure out what that is and go out there and get out in nature just a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, I'm going to let you go because we've got other callers, but I just want you to think about that. That's all.
Are you going to send me a bill for this therapy treatment?
I can if you like. All right, William, you have a good day.
You too.
See you, buddy. There goes William. I wish him the best. Hey, Vincent in Centerville, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm trying to be quiet in my redneck blind sitting in Centerville. Thanks for taking my call, Alan.
You're welcome. Sure.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I've been hunting my whole life since I was 12, and I'm 60.
Yep.
I run a business. You don't know how many times I'm either fishing, and somebody will call me. I'll say, look, I'm on the other line. I can't answer the phone.
See?
I'm whispering in a tree stand.
Yep.
Hey, I'm in a meeting. I can't talk.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
You got to look out. You got to do what drives you. And I can sit in the woods all day from morning till night and be the happiest sitting and not even seeing anything.
Exactly.
Yep. So I'm with you, man. Be
yep.
out there.
All right. You got it, Vincent. I'm glad you understand. And I think a lot of our listeners understand.
Hey, well, thank you.
It is therapeutic getting out there. There's no question about it.
Oh, hey, there's nothing better.
You know?
Just being out in the woods and, you know, I hunted all day yesterday and
yep.
I couldn't hunt Thursday, but just seeing, you know, 7 foxes and 10 does and a 6-pointer are letting go. And
yeah.
There's nothing like it.
No, there isn't.
I sit in the woods and that's all I ever wanted to be. When you get to that point
where you become very selective about what you harvest, and you can Absolutely. Watch all that stuff go by and not even pick the gun up.
Absolutely.
But still get that thrill that, hey, he might be following that doe, or, you know, I better watch now that they're on their feet, you know, that type of thing.
That's the question I had. I'm just now starting to see scrapes. I mean, I'm seeing rubs. Obviously, a lot of the rubs are from them taking
right.
the bone off. But is anybody calling in to say they're starting to chase? Because I've been doing some I haven't heard of them.
Nope, they're scraping, but I didn't see any chasing activity. The buck that was with the 3 does was separate and apart from them. You'd have thought he'd have been pushing them, you know.
Right.
You'd have been the doe that came in and laid down. You'd have thought there would have been a buck pushing her. They're not even doing that yet. So
there's been years that this 3-day black powder season is the beginning when I can.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
No, I'm saying, but when I can usually tickle my antlers together after soaking in a bucket of water for a week before black powder.
Right.
But this is the 3 days normally when I can tickle my antlers together, whether I'm in Howard County where I live in Woodbine, where
right.
you get that deer, or down here in Centerville, I can tickle the antlers together and usually get something sneaking up on me. And so I'm just hoping I'm going to keep hunting until, because I'm hunting this giant down here in Centerville.
Uh-huh.
If I get it, I'll send you pictures.
Yeah, we'd love to measure them up for you too. You know, we're gonna publish Maryland's first record book for white-tailed deer, sika deer, stags, and black bears. So it's called Bucks, yeah. Bears, Stags. If you're interested, take a look at the website or the Facebook page. We're very active.
I'm interested in hunting big deer, but I'm more interested in hunting. It doesn't matter to me.
I hear you. I understand it. But, you know, it's all about the resource. And then, if you're blessed to take one like that, we want to recognize the animal. But, you know, we're going to give you credit for it, too. So that's all.
Yep. I eat 2 or 3 a year and donate 3 or 4 a year.
Good.
So
good.
It's all good.
All right. Thanks, Vincent.
All
appreciate
right,
it.
Well,
yep.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. There's Vincent, and then we'll talk to Butch in Locust Point and then take a break. Good morning, Butch. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, Alan?
I'm well. Thank you.
I appreciate you dropping off those magazines for the Hunter Ed class.
Oh, sure.
I have to let that gentleman know. I always have a seat for him in our class when he wants to get his hunting license.
There you go. Exactly right. Very good. Yep, and that's Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association.
That's correct.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if you got anything, but we really like to have some of the stuff for the hunting coalition too to hand out.
Oh yeah, I don't have any printed material at the time. We're about to reprint some of that, so let me get that to you, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Everything else good?
Yes, sir. Getting ready to tie the cruise ship up here.
All right, Butch. Well, you have a good time. All right. Is that what you do actually?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yep. Tie ships at the Port of Baltimore.
We are taking a cruise out of Baltimore in January. So Robin will be anxious to maybe meet you one of these days.
That's possible. Sometimes I tie it up. Sometimes I let it go.
Just don't do that either one at the inappropriate time. So it's all a timing thing, Butch.
That's what it is.
See you later.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's funny. I thought it was funny anyway, but I'm easily amused. Oh! Hold on. Oops. Dang it. I'm going to do a commercial here, but Captain Don sent me I got to find it. Where is it? I can't find his email. Maybe. Sorry, folks. I'm looking online at the moment at my email. Let's see if we can find it that way. In the meantime, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. Yeah, it serves not only a great breakfast from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, and all day Saturday, they have some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore, enough for everyone in camp. So when I'm on Route 50 headed to or from the deer stand or the duck blind, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. I'm getting hungry. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, great folks, your host, trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway. 2951 Coastal Highway for you GPSers out there. Just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by. Say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You might.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, and since hunting season is here, I'm going to keep telling you about some of the guns that they have at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, look, top end here. I'm going to talk about top end. If you want a great rifle, and let's say you don't like carrying a big 7.5-8-pound rifle, the Hell's Canyon Speed is the one. It comes in select calibers. It comes in arid urban camo. It's called ATAX Arid Ermine. It's kind of a cool-looking camo blend thing. It's DuraTouch finish, which means, you know, hands off the composite stock. Cerakoted finish barrel. That's important. Fluted. Sporter barrel with threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger bolt action in select calibers, the Hell's Canyon Speed. If I'm taking a rifle out west, it's going to be that one because it's a lot lighter, a lot easier to carry in the mountains. Now, the X-Bolt, if we're hunting here in good old Maryland, that comes in every standard magnum and short magnum caliber, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. It's called the X-Bolt. It's extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. I have its forerunner, the A-Bolt. Outstanding performance. Shot my bear with that and a couple of deer. So Clyde's Sports Shop has high-quality browning. It's got some mid-range browning, and it's got a browning for everybody. Like the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000-rounder, 5-year guarantee for this great recoil-operated kinematic drive shotgun. Take a look at the A5, the Hell's Canyon Speed, and the X-Bolt. You'll be glad you did. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit number 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go floating away.
That was the one. Let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore. Good morning, Bruce. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Alan. I find your words inspirational. I don't want to wax poetic, but what you're saying, I agree with 100%.
Well, I appreciate that.
And one of the things, so it made me think of used to be a bluegrass group called The Range, and it was a song called God's Coloring Book.
Yeah.
So in a couple weeks, the leaves are going to start turning bright golds and browns and oranges. And just rolling hills, wherever you're at. I always think of Western Maryland and Garrett County.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it is therapy. And sometimes...
Take a ride on your motorcycle up through the Catoctin Mountains in Frederick County. It's not far. Go up 15, take a little side road here or there, okay? Enjoy the spectacular mountain country. But instead of just riding by it, stop every now and then, okay? And, you know, take a look at the sumac. Take a look at the star gum. Take a look at the maples. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I think you're right. It is God's paintbrush. And it's my favorite time of the year. So
maybe I need to get off my butt. I'm a bicycle rider. I want to take a long camping trip on a bicycle.
Oh, cool.
Get lost for a couple weeks, a month, whatever.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, man. Talk to you soon, Bruce. Bye-bye. All right. So, Chris, what did the hunter say when the deer were coming over the hill?
I have no idea what the deer said as the hunters were coming over the hill.
No, the deer were coming over the hill.
Okay.
What did the hunter say when the deer were coming over the hill? Pay attention.
Yes, sir.
He said, "Here come the deer over the hill."
Okay.
What did the hunter say when he saw the deer coming over the hill and they were all wearing sunglasses?
I have no idea.
He didn't say anything. He didn't recognize them.
Okay.
That was Don's show, Captain Don. So, hey, Bill and Linthicum, how are you, sir? William. Hello, William.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Scratch William's name off the list. Thank you very much. That's the rule. Call in, get your number, leave your number, and go on the air with me. So, all right. Let's see if any emails have come in. Da-da-da-da-da. And you can enter the contest by email, by the way. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Name and phone number. Don't need your address unless you win. If you win, I'll call you, email you back and say you won. What's your address? And there you go. You're participating in the show when you email me and hear my voice. I love it when you call and talk to me because we can explore different things. But also like it when you email because that lets me know you're listening out there. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We are giving away a muzzleloader next week from the fine folks at CVA. I so wanted to shoot one, a deer, the right deer, preferably a branched antler mature stag, sick of deer, or, a mature whitetail, with my CVA muzzleloader over the last couple of days. So wanted to do that because I wanted to tell you that I've got this CVA mountain rifle, and if you're looking for a beautiful rifle for muzzleloader hunting, I mounted from Clyde's, I mounted a Leopold VRX red dot scope on it, and it's got a little battery in it, little watch battery, a 2032, little disc battery in the side, and you press the switch on the side, and you can adjust the size and the brightness of the red dot right in the center of the reticle, right in the center of the crosshairs. And I want to tell you, it doesn't project a dot onto the subject, but you've got it in your vision, and you can focus on that. And I practiced with it, I shot almost every deer that came by because that's what I like to do to stay in practice. I like to take a look at the angles and so forth. Well, that deer's coming to me quartering to me. That's not a good shot. But if I had to take that shot, where would I aim? And the finger is off the trigger. The safety is on. I'm not going to shoot that deer. And even if I did, it would be legal. But that's how I practice. Where to aim. And so we had a conversation in camp about where to aim on deer. I had a conversation with my son-in-law on where to aim on deer and learned some interesting things. If you're in the marsh and you're sick of deer hunter and you grew up on whitetails and you learned that the best place to shoot a deer is right behind the front shoulder, right on the point of the elbow, that's a perfect spot to shoot one. It really is. It's a heart shot. It usually takes all the big veins and arteries off the top of the heart. It also penetrates both lungs, collapses the lungs, and, death is immediate. But if you don't want the deer to run, because a deer can run for 15 seconds with shot through the heart. I don't know if you knew that or not. 15 seconds at 30 miles an hour puts a deer a couple hundred yards away if they make that sprint. But what you can do is you break down that animal. You go right up the leg, center the body, and shoot. Now, I heard one yesterday from a fellow who's been hunting a long time. He said, go up the opposite leg, halfway up the body, and if you're from a tree stand, you're going to be a little higher on the body. If you're on the ground, it's going to be a straight shot. But if you're from an elevated angle, if you take the opposite leg, go straight up the opposite leg to the center of the body, there's your shot. You're going to anchor the deer, and it's not going to go anywhere. For those of you who have, needed that information, I just tossed it out there. If you don't need it, disregard it. Shoot them the way you want to. Let's talk to Walter, Middle River. Good morning, Walter. How are you?
All fine, thank you, and yourself?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm a long-time listener. I'm 90 years old, and I listen to you every time ever on Saturday morning whenever I went deer hunting.
I appreciate that, Walter. Yeah. I appreciate that, sir, very much.
Been a long time.
Yes, it has. So you started listening a long time ago.
Well, I did.
Yep.
I had property in Carroll County, and I just had it tuned in. When I get in the vehicle, I go turn you on and listen to you all the way till I got there.
I got it. Well, that's cool.
Yes, it's been many years ago, too.
Sure.
Alrighty.
Sure. Yep.
Appreciate it.
All right, Walter. Well, it's been since 1988 I've been on the air, so I appreciate you calling in, sir.
All right.
Nice talking to you.
Same to you, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Hey, you know, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located right across the Bay Bridge, Route 50 East. It's exit 39B Dominion Road. You'll see the big sign on the road on Route 50. You'll see the building off to the right there, right beside the Exxon station. You make that right at that exit there. You'll see a 7-Eleven on your left and an Exxon on your right, and you make the turn right there behind it on Route 18, and you're in the parking lot at Chesapeake Outdoors. They carry Rambo bikes, and I heard John giving, the manager, giving somebody the sales pitch on a Rambo bike. These are pretty cool-looking things. If you have a place where you need to get back into and don't have room for an ATV, or don't, the Rambo bike is a great way to go. They come in camo, black. They also carry Scentlock apparel, banded clothing, Raven Excalibur, Carbon Express, 10-point Mission, Barnett crossbows, Matthew compound bows, and a clearance sale on Hoyt bows. They also have the Remington and Shoppa firearms and all the ammo to go with it. Thompson Center and CVA muzzleloaders and all the accessories. Big wall of accessories for everything they carry. Archery, black powder, firearms. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers and tumblers, Bubba Blade knives, huge selection of waterfowl calls, decoys, plenty of steel shot, lots of gear and lots of camo, large selection of clothing and boots, hips and waders. Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Congratulations to Charlie Bishop, who took her first deer the other night. She is a girlfriend of the manager John's son. And she was really excited about taking that deer. Really nice, big, mature deer. So we'll have a picture of it the next Hunting Quarterly. All right. Oh, boy. Who's up? Maria in Pasadena. Good morning, Maria. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm very nervous, but the first time I called you, I listen to your show every Saturday morning. I enjoy you and your wife. And I just want to tell you, my son, I have four sons, and two of them are hunters, and they all fish. They all like to fish. Mm-hmm. One of them passed away, and he loved hunting. And I listened to a priest on my Catholic channel, Father Mitch, and he's a hunter. And I just think people are into that, are good people.
Well, thank you for that.
I cook their meat, and I, you know, when he gets something, we cook it up, and it's very nice.
So, yes, I know. I love wild game. I love venison. I love rabbits and, you know, fur bears and game birds and all that stuff. It's all good.
Yeah. Yes, so every time I listen to you, I think of my son that passed away. I miss him so much. But he enjoyed hunting. He just loved to, he used to go down Eastern Shore, and that's where my other son goes now. And
sure.
They enjoy it. And yet, you know, some people, Alan, they resent people that hunt. They think they're mean or whatever it is, but yet they don't care about abortions. That's what I resent so much. That, you know, they resent you killing an animal and eating it, but yet they'll
go to the grocery store and fill their cart up with beef roast and pork chops and everything else and not give that animal another thought.
Yeah.
So, or they'll take their kids to McDonald's and eat chicken nuggets.
That's right. That's right.
Maria, do you know who Ted Nugent is?
I've heard of him.
He was a rock and roller from back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And he is on the board of the National Rifle Association. He's a loudmouth. He's a very controversial guy. But he does stand up for the Second Amendment. But at one time he made a very, very interesting quote. And he said, you know, people go after him for hunting and so forth. And he said, a bull elk doesn't die any easier than a chicken McNugget. So that's there you good. Go. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Maria, thanks for the call, sweetie.
Can I have my name in for the muzzle?
Your name is in there, Maria. Your name is in there. Yes, indeed.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. There she goes. Sam in Georgetown, Delaware. How you doing, Sam?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I'm just going to just enter into the contest.
Okay. You're in. And,
I'm a new listener. I just accidentally found you in the morning, and unfortunately I'm one of them guys that have to work every Saturday morning.
I hear you. Me too. 5 to 7 every Saturday I'm working. So
just for the guy out there that I didn't get into hunting until I was probably mid-40s. I had two good guys take me my first time ever going out to hunt. Maybe didn't do it exactly the right way the first time. Handed me a Remington 1100. We went out to the mountains in Frederick.
And yep.
Never ever been in the woods. I'm from Dundalk. Even though I'm in Delaware, I'm from Dundalk. Moved down to the Eastern Shore about 10 years ago.
Right.
Well, my first time ever out there, my first experience was running into a 350-pound black bear and three cubs.
Oh, wow.
And but I still, it took me 8 years to get my first deer. I went out, froze my butt off, and did everything I possibly could, and it took me 8 years before I got my first little 5-point buck.
Well, congratulations to you on that one. So I'm glad you passed that on. So and I appreciate it. And Sam, you're in the muzzleloader contest, so you have a wonderful day today, okay?
All right, thank you, pal.
Thank you, man. Bye bye. There he goes. Let's see who's up next. That would be Shane in Farmville and then Gary in Severna Park. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, sir. I got a quick question about hunting.
Yes, sir.
I was watching one of these like a DNR show in the New England area, and this guy and his son were out hunting, and I guess they shot the deer on the rear end, and the deer wandered. They tracked it down, and then they finished it off.
Yep.
Okay. The DNR comes and confiscates the guns and gives them citations, and come to find out they were about I guess 100 yards or so from a house.
Right.
So what would be the proper way to solve that issue if the deer runs into an area that is you can't pull a trigger?
The way to do it here in Maryland is you first, if you want to, talk to the property owner.
Okay.
And if you don't want to, you call DNR and you say, this is what happened. I've shot a deer. It's gone onto my neighbor's property. And I want to retrieve the deer. I don't know if it's expired or if it's still wounded, but we need to put that deer out of its misery. And would you go and talk to the landowner? And they get calls like that all the time. Now, most landowners in the country, they're going to let you do it, you know, unless you run onto, you know, somebody who is an anti. But, you know, in most cases, if you get along with the neighbors, that's a big part of it. You know, what you should probably do is if you're in a tight spot like that, you should talk to the neighbors ahead of time and get written permission to retrieve a deer. Not hunt on their property, but just say, look, I'm going to hunt over here on this neighboring farm and I'm not going to come anywhere close to your house. But should a deer run over here, I'd like to get your permission ahead of time to come and retrieve it. Problem solved, right?
Yeah, I thought maybe you had to pull out a knife and cut its throat or some kind of...
You're not a hunter, are you there?
No, I fish. I'm a fisherman.
Yeah, no, we don't pull out the knife and cut its throat usually. That's not the way that's done. It's called the coup de grace, the final cut. But that's not exactly the way it's done. It used to be, but not anymore. But, you know, it sounds like this show was a setup to me, so... You know, just to make hunters look bad, but that's my opinion, because you said a couple key things. They shot the deer in the rear end. They were hunting too close to a house. That sounds like a setup to me.
Oh.
So anyway, thanks, Shane. Appreciate the call. Yep.
Thank you, sir.
All right. See ya. There he goes. Let's talk to Gary, Severna Park. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good today.
Good. What's up?
I have a hunting question. I'm kind of like the two callers before. I started late in life in hunting, and I love going in the woods. It calms me down. It relaxes me. Unfortunately, again, because of work, I don't get enough time to go into the woods. So I know it's muzzleloader.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. It's muzzleloader season now.
Yes, it is.
Antlers ends tonight, which I can't go because of work.
Right.
Next week, it's muzzleloader, and it's antlerless deer.
That's correct.
So my question is, and I do have a muzzleloader stamp.
Right.
If I go with my bow, can I take a buck next week?
Yes. Check it in as a bow kill.
Okay. That was my question. I thank you very much for that.
Yep. A lot of guys will be out there in the woods in that antlerless only muzzleloader season. A lot of guys will be out there with the bow.
All right. I'm still waiting. I've got with my rifle, with my muzzleloader. I haven't got anything with my bow yet, so.
Yep. I was going to say, if you have that, if you are only waiting for firearm season and muzzleloader season to get out in the woods, you need to pick up a bow. You know.
Oh yeah.
And you have one, so that's great. And you know, for young hunters and older hunters, they can master a crossbow a lot easier. If you can't pull that compound back anymore, I recommend you go to the crossbow. Same way with a young hunter, you can start with a crossbow and work your way up to a compound that has a lethal pull. At least a lethal draw weight enough to take a deer with. The crossbow can be, a great way to get, extend your time as a hunter, and it can also be a great introductory tool. So.
I'm still waiting. I want to get something with my compound before I go up.
Oh, sure. So. Sure. I get it. So, yep. I shot my first one. It's on the webpage. My first one, when I was 16 years old, it was a button buck. I shot it with a recurve bow, a Browning Cobra. That's all we had. Compounds weren't even invented at the time. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks very much. Have a great day.
You too. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Linda Whitemarsh. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Great. Just calling to enter into the muzzleloader contest.
You are.
Great. Thank you so much.
You got it. That. Everything good?
Everything is good. Thank you.
You got it. See you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. There goes Linda. All right. Let's see. We did Clyde's. We did Chesapeake Outdoors, right? Do we have any of those others to do? Do we have Clyde's to do yet? Still do. One for Clyde's. Okay. One for Clyde's. And no, I think we did Chesapeake Outdoors. We did two last hour and one this hour. Onyx. Oh, Onyx. We're discussing our commercials here, ladies and gentlemen. Can you tell? Rather than just doing a commercial, we're discussing it. What?
Makes for an enlightening conversation to hear you just talking to yourself. Now I'm stepping in on this mic so that way they can hear me.
Oh, you're so smart. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
Temperatures will run close to average starting off this week, and before some cooler air settles in from tonight into Sunday behind the front. There will be some periods of rain this morning and some breaks in the clouds into the afternoon hours. Windy at times with a high of 65. And tonight a cloudy sky with gusty winds out of the west to northwest and a low dipping down to 44. Tomorrow dry but windy and cool with a high hitting 52. Clearing will take place and then some sunshine for Monday. Temperatures will begin to rebound with a high topping out the upper 50s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. We're going to talk about a couple more Browning firearms here. And, this will be our final mention of Clyde's today. But we want you to keep Clyde's in mind when you head to your local store. You start thinking about hunting. Clyde's Sports Shop is a full-line Browning dealer and a full-line sporting goods store. I didn't tell you much about the Maxxis. This is an autoloader shotgun. It's called Waterfowl Hunting Perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. New power drive gas system reduces recoil. It's the Maxxis. Comes in Mossy Oak camo, and it's a it's a nice firearm for waterfowl hunters. I was in Clyde's, and the guy was trying out different shotguns, and I said, throw that Maxis up to your shoulder. And he threw it up, and he goes, you know what? This is fantastic. So, you know, I'm glad I was able to help just with that one. Now, the Gold Light 10-gauge is a proven standard for autoloader performance. Gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite DuraTouch armor coating stock, Mossy Oak camo, comes with three standard Invector choke tubes. It's a Gold Light 10-gauge. If you're thinking about those light geese, think about the Gold Light, those snow geese. You know, that's going to be the upcoming thing. Canada's are in trouble, but snow geese, you know, you can whack them and stack them if that's what you like to do as a waterfowl hunter. So that's two other shotguns that I mentioned, and there's one more for those of you who like upland bird hunting. Maybe you like to go for grouse or woodcock or pheasants, or maybe you like to shoot those preserve hunts with quail and so forth. 725 Satori Sporting. Perfect blend of beauty and performance over and under. It's for shotgun sports, you know, like trap and skeet and sporting clays, but it also doubles up for a great upland bird gun. It's also available in 20-gauge, and a 725 Satori field model is also available. Check it out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just up Beltway opposite number 9, 410-242-6108. Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, full-line Browning dealer.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, there's the music.